Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. Today we're going to get into practical application of accurate New Testament prayer. We've been giving you principles, one after another, on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. We've talked about what prayer is. We've talked about the change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. We've talked about how we pray to the Father now in the name of Jesus. When we pray, we don't make a request as a favor or ask. Now we make a legal demand of what is due us. And we pray a prayer of faith. We receive by taking hold of the promises of God. We believe that we take hold, lambano, and we do it with thanksgiving is the other ingredient of the prayer of faith. It is to take hold of and to do it with thanksgiving. And we talked about continually praying, how we're supposed to pray without ceasing, how the Greek verbs for ask and for receive in many of the prayer scriptures are in the present tense denoting continuous and repeated action until we see the desired results. Today we're going to talk about the practical application of putting these things together. There are some prayers that we're going to pray only once. There will be other prayers that we're going to pray continuously. The reason we would only pray them once is because we see the results immediately. We would pray something continuously until we see the desired results. And there are some prayers where we need some actions first before our prayer if it's going to be effective. There are prayers that we're going to talk about of how we can pray in a personal matter, in a personal manner for ourselves. Let's look at first one, praying for, let's say, the new birth. And this is certainly something that we're going to pray only once. If we're going to pray a prayer for someone to get born again, to receive Jesus Christ, their personal Lord and Savior, we might take some scriptures such as John chapter 3, verse 7, where it says, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again." And then we have John 1, 12, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Then we might take a scripture like Romans chapter 10, verse 9, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." And so what are we going to do? We're going to practically apply these scriptures. Now, when you're getting someone born again, remember, God's not their heavenly Father. That's the one time you're going to have them pray to God, because they have not been born again yet. So you would pray a prayer something like this: "God, I come to you now to receive Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus has been raised from the dead and is alive now. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord. I receive you, Jesus, and take you as my personal Lord and Savior." Then you could confess the fact that, "God, now you are my heavenly Father and I am your child. Thank you for saving me and causing me to be born again. My sins are washed away. I am now right in right standing with you. In Jesus' name, amen." A prayer like that, what are you doing? You're declaring that you need to be born again. You're declaring that Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior. You're confessing him as Lord. You're believing he's been raised from the dead. And you are receiving him with a taking into yourself as him as your personal Lord and Savior. And you're born again. Now, this is something you pray one time and the results happen immediately because the change occurs and a person is born again. They get a brand new spirit and they are saved at that point in time. Let's take another example of praying once. That would be regarding receiving the Holy Spirit. Let's take a scripture such as in Luke chapter 11, verse 13, is one that I use to lead people to receive the Holy Spirit all the time, where the second part of that says, "How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" We know that we're to receive the Holy Spirit. That's the Greek word lambano. Many, many scriptures in the New Testament show that, showing that it's received subsequent to salvation. And so this is something that every believer is supposed to receive or take hold of the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in them. So we're going to apply this. Now, as a believer, we're going to be praying to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. So how are we going to approach Him? We're going to say, Heavenly Father, as a born-again believer in Christ, I come to You now to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to make our legal demand, remember, when we're praying. So we're going to declare what the Word says. Your Word says, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Then we're going to act on that. I now make legal demand, that's the way we approach Him, according to Your Word, for You to give me the Holy Spirit. And then because we're going to pray a prayer of faith of believing we receive, we're going to declare, I believe that I now take hold of and receive the Holy Spirit to come dwell in my spirit right now. We do it with thanksgiving, so we're going to declare that. I thank You that You have answered my prayer and the Holy Spirit has come into my spirit as I've taken hold of Him. Thank You, Father, for giving me the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. And you pray that prayer and the Holy Spirit comes in to dwell in you immediately. Praise God. Let me review that prayer. Heavenly Father, as a born-again believer in Christ, I come to You now to receive the Holy Spirit. Your Word says, how much more shall Your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? And making my legal demand. I now make my legal demand according to Your Word for You to give me the Holy Spirit. And I believe that I now take hold of and receive the Holy Spirit to come dwell in my spirit right now. I thank You that You've answered my prayer. I thank You that the Holy Spirit has come into my spirit. Thank You, Father, for giving me the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You pray that prayer and the Holy Spirit will come to dwell in you immediately. Now, there are some prayers that we need to pray continuously. Sometimes we might see immediate results. Other times, we need to pray continuously until we see the desired result. An example of that would be praying for healing. If we're going to do that, we're going to have the Word, first of all, because we have to have the Scriptures that show us that it is our legal right and that we can make a legal demand according to the Word to receive healing. Let's look at a Scripture such as Exodus 15:26. The last part of that scripture says, For I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. And that is part of our covenant right. That was under the old covenant, and it's also under the new covenant. Then we might take Psalms 103, verse 3, where it says, Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. That shows that He's the healer of all diseases. Then we might look at 1 Peter 2:24. Which says, Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. We know Matthew 8:17 says Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, and here it's looking back on the cross, Jesus is declaring, or Peter's declaring what Jesus did, by whose stripes you were healed. Well, we're going to put a prayer together for healing. What are we going to do? We're going to pray to the Father, remember? Heavenly Father, and what are we going to do? We're going to make our legal demand. We're going to declare what the Word says. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Your Word declares that You are the one who heals me of all my diseases, and that healing is my right because Jesus took my infirmities, bore my sicknesses on the cross, and it says that by whose stripes that I was healed, legally it's my right. I now can be healed according to the Word of God. And I make legal demand for the release of Your healing power to flow into my body. And I now thank You as I believe that I take hold and receive Your healing power to flow into my body right now, healing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Now what have we done? We prayed to the Father in the name of Jesus. We declared what the Word said. We made legal demand declaring what the Word says of giving the answer, which is the healing power to flow into our body. And we prayed a prayer of faith with thanksgiving, taking hold of the healing power, declaring that it is flowing into my body, healing me right now. Now, this is a prayer. We pray it once. If you see an instantaneous healing and all the sickness, disease, or problem is gone, then you wouldn't have to pray it again. But most of the time, healing is a process. And so you continue to hold fast this prayer, confession, and speak forth what the Word says. So you'd continue to speak this thing and speak continually the Word of God, holding fast what your prayer is, and the continual declaration of it is the application of your faith, and as you keep speaking it, it keeps releasing healing, because remember, faith always declares what God is doing for you now. So you're going to be speaking into being, into your physical body, the release of healing power by declaring what the Word of God says. That's part of your inherited right. So how are we going to pray? Let me just review this prayer again. Father, Your word declares that you're the one who heals me of all my diseases, and that sickness and disease has been taken on the cross, that healing's my right. Jesus took my sicknesses and bore away my diseases that I might be healed. The Bible says, by whose stripes you were healed. Therefore, I make legal demand for the release of your healing power to flow into my body, and I now thank you as I believe that I take hold of your healing power, and I declare it is flowing into my body, healing me right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now declaring that, you just released healing power. Now if you keep speaking that and keep thanking him for his healing power, you're going to keep seeing healing power flowing. That's the way I minister to people. I lay hands on them and I release healing power, and I keep declaring healing power is flowing into them and keep releasing it until the desired result comes to pass. Every time you speak it, it keeps coming. And this is what we've taught people, to keep holding fast their confession and keep speaking the word. Keep practically applying New Testament prayer to take hold of the promise of God to see it come to pass in a person's life. Now see, this practical application is very important because you want to pray accurately. You want to pray in line with God's word. You want to make that legal demand by bringing the word, because that's what God's going to honor. He's not going to honor just because you have a need in your life. You can't just say, well, I'm sick and I want you to heal me. No, you've got to bring the word of God. You've got to declare what the word says, which gives you your right. That's your approach, your legal right for the release of that promise of God to come to pass. And then you're going to pray a prayer of faith, taking hold of it, believing you take hold of it with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving shows that you know it belongs to you, and you're taking hold of it, and you do it continuously declaring, praying without ceasing, declaring what God is doing for you now, releasing the healing power, and declaring that it's flowing into your body, and you keep thanking him for it until you see the desired results. Salvation's a one-time prayer. Receiving the Holy Spirit's a one-time prayer. Healing or for prosperity or for whatever other area where it's not an instantaneous situation, you pray it and continue to pray it until you see the desired results. I want to encourage you to start practically applying accurate New Testament prayer. I've written a book on this subject. It's called Accurate New Testament Prayer. We have tapes on this. If you're interested, please give us a call and we will get the information to you so you can have this in your possession. Do what the Word says and pray accurately in Jesus' name. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.